This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. My dear respective brothers and sisters and elders, the days when we thought that the only way that our kids would become corrupted is by them hanging around with the wrong crowd, these days are long over. Let me say that again. The days when we thought that the only way that our kids would become corrupted is by them hanging around with the wrong crowd, these days are long over. We are living in a day and age, because of these devices that we have handed over to our kids, the children are inside of the house and outside of the house at the same time. They have the World Wide Web a fingertip away. And this is what www. Stands for. For a very long time, we would advise our kids with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith that are very well known. الرجل على دين خليل فلينظر أحدكم أن يخالل. A man is upon the religion of his friend, so let him be extra careful of who he sits with and who he mingles and hangs around with. And the hadith of the perfume seller and the blacksmith. إنما مثل جليس الصالح وجليس السوء كحامل المسك ونافخ الكير. What happens when you go to the perfume seller? إما أن تبتاع منه وإما أن تجد منه ريحا طيبة. Either he's going to sell you something or you're going to walk out smelling nice. وإما أن يحذيك. As for a blacksmith, either you're going to come out smelling extremely bad or he's going to maybe accidentally burn your clothes. What do we take from this? That the people that we hang around with, it will end up leaving an influence on us. They leave traces of what they are upon on ourselves. And the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, لا تصحب إلا من أعانك على ذكر الله. Do not befriend except the person who reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not the mawdu. This is not the topic that I want to speak about today, because we are dealing with a completely different monster. Al-Raghib al-Asfahani rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned something very powerful that should be written with golden ink. He said, لَيْسَ إِعْدَاءُ الْجَلِيسِ لِجَلِيسِهِ بِمَقَالَةٍ أَوْ فَعَالَةٍ فَقَطْ بَلْ بِالنَّظْرِ أَيْضًا. One becoming affected by those around him is not just by him becoming influenced in that which they utter with their tongues or that which they do with their limbs. He says, بَلْ بِالنَّظْرِ أَيْضًا. But also by looking. The glances that we have with our eyes, the things that we keep on gazing at, this has an extreme effect on what an individual does with his limbs. The nazar, the eyes. To such an extent, my beloved brothers, uncles and elders, today let's just take some of our young daughters as an example. Parents are asking, why all of a sudden is my daughter wanting to dress in this inappropriate way. She wants to go outside without hijab. She wants to walk outside wearing these inappropriate garments. Why is this happening? I never used to dress like that. It is these apps that our kids are on. Laylan wa nahara, sabahan wa masa'a. Tara ya ikhwa, these social media platforms are double-edged swords. You can do a lot of khair on Facebook, on Instagram, and some of these other social media apps. However, the fasad, the corruption that comes from it, is something that cannot be put into words. Many, many years ago, and I didn't understand why the Sheikh was saying this. This was when I was still back in Yemen. The Sheikh one time called Facebook Fiskbook. Later on, I heard Instagram being referred to as Fitnagram. And recently, I heard one of the Somali Sheikh called Snapchat Wasakhchat. Sadaqa wallah. When some of the brothers introduced me to Instagram, they said you can get to the Shabab. You can inshallah ta'ala deliver a reminder to them through places like Instagram. Maybe they will come across a reminder and they will take heed, because many are on there looking at filth and evil. But they said to me, don't click the search button. What happens when you click the search button? I think most of us Shabab, we know. All of the filth that comes up, all of the haram that we see, has a huge effect on an individual's heart. So you find this maskina, this 11-year-old, or this 12-year-old, laylan wa naharan, she's on these social media apps. One video after the next, scrolling, 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 doesn't seem to be finishing. So much so that the hearts from a very young age has become absolutely black. لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا. When an opportunity of doing good arises, they don't feel like doing it. They see the muharramat, they become desensitized to it. It's become a norm. When you normally go for umrah for a couple of weeks and you are abroad, and then you come back to the UK, the moment you hear a bit of music, you feel uncomfortable. As time goes on, you become desensitized. It becomes normalized because of the environment that we're in. So this young child is constantly looking at these videos. All the time. Hours go by. And he becomes now desensitized to all of this filth. And today, for those parents who don't know of this app that many children are on today, the app that is called TikTok. An app, wallahi, that I believe anyone who believes in Allah Azza wa Jalla in the last day should not have on his phone. It is an app that has been created for one to upload videos of himself shaking his body while music is being played in the background. And many kids today, they've downloaded it. 95% of these videos that appear on TikTok, it has music playing in the background. And the majority of that which is on there is women and men dressing inappropriately, shaking themselves, dancing to the tone. And then she watches this, he watches this, and becomes normalized to it. My dear respective brothers and sisters, especially our elders, sometimes what happens, we hand over these gadgets to our children because we are occupied. We don't want them to busy us. From the Musalsalat, the series that we are watching on TV, whether it's NBC, Hollywood, Bollywood, you name it, we want something to busy them. So we give them these devices so we can be focused on that which we are watching. One of the aunties recently came up to me and she said, please talk to my daughter. She's watching all of this filth on social media. I asked the mum or this auntie an honest question. Habriya, do you have Snapchat on your phone? She goes, yes. How can we expect our kids to be any different when we ourselves are doing it? The Somalis, they say, wherever the camel goes, the children, they go the exact same direction. They are watching their parents laylan wa naharan, sitting in front of the TV. Why should the child do anything different? Why should he think, okay, I need to be different from my parents? We know As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه. Every مولود newborn is born on the fitrah, the natural disposition. It is the parent, because of their influence, they turn him into a Jew, or they turn him into a Nasrani, or they turn him into a Majusi. They have a huge effect on the child, and perhaps maybe the direction that he ends up taking. This is why, my beloved brothers, uncles and elders and sisters, I really respect those parents who have day-to-day sittings with their kids. Not only jalsatul muhasaba, huh? When the only time one may sit with his child is when he's done something wrong. Some parents, they sit with their kids every single night just to ask, how are you doing today? What's going on in your life? If we don't influence our kids, or we don't have a relationship with them, or we don't befriend them, wallahi al-azim, there will be enough people today who are ready to welcome them with open arms in today's society to drag them to fisq and fasad, to evil and filth. Just ask your kids who are at university, which has become a playground for atheists and all of these other deviant groups from the different religions, who are there to strip an individual away from his faith. So much so, the child begins to hide what he believes, and he's got no one to talk to. The parents are busy, هم في وادي وهو في واد آخر, and they don't know what's happening. They don't have a clue what's actually taking place. And this, having spoken about the issue of social media, if you think about it also, why is there a growth in Muslims today renegating, leaving the religion of Islam? That which has a huge role to play is that which they access online. That is so easy for them to access. They follow some of these hashtags, and then they become exposed to all of these doubts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. We are going to be asked about the bliss, the blessings that we have, all the good things that we enjoy and we take pleasure out of. Sometimes we give them these gadgets, right? Because we feel all of her relatives and his relatives, they have it. If I don't buy it for him, then he's going to feel left out. No problem. Walakin, my brothers and my sisters and my uncles and my elders, we are going to be asked about that which we are handing over. This ayah that I just quoted, the tafsir, as the Messenger mentioned, Al-Aswadan. You're going to be asked about the tamar, the dates and the water that we consume. If we are going to be asked about this, then billahi alaykum, we're not going to be asked about these gadgets that we are handing over, which is our responsibility to be controlling and checking constantly what they are doing. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ. One's feet on Yawm al-Qiyamah will not move until he's asked about four things. One of the things was, وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَهُ. Where you got your money from and what you spent it on. Yes, we are going to be asked about it. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٍ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Every single individual is a shepherd, and every single individual has the responsibility of looking after his flock. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said another hadith, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَسْتَرْعِيهِ اللَّهُ رَعِيَّةِ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَاشٌ لِرَعِيَّتِهِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. There's not an individual who has had a responsibility placed on his neck. The day when he dies as a ghash, someone who's deceived his kids. How does one deceive his kids? The other narration states, وَلَمْ يُحِطْهَا بِنُصْحِهِ. He did not advise them accordingly. He saw them engaging in that which is displeasing to Allah. He said, إِسْكَلَافْ, leave him. He's still a young child. Wallahi al-azim, guys. I saw one of the relatives tell me, leave her, let her carry on listening to Justin Bieber. One of the relatives is saying, after I tried to advise, do something about this, she's still young. What happens when you're still young and you become used to something, you grow up on something, right? It becomes a norm, and later on it's extremely difficult to change it. Look at this hadith of Umar ibn Abi Salama. He said, "Kuntu ghulaman fi hijr al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." I was a young child, and one time we was eating with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My hands were going everywhere. And then look what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him. He didn't just say, "He's still a young child, leave him. Don't worry, later on he will realize." La wallah, he said, "Ya ghulam, O son, kul bi yaminik, eat with your right hand. Wa kul mimma yaleek, and eat that which is in front of you. Wa sammi Allah," and he told him to mention the name of Allah. Look what Umar ibn Abi Salama, this young child, said. Fama zalat tilka ti'mati ba'd. I continued eating like this from that point on. It became instilled within him. It became a norm when he was corrected from a very, very young age. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. These last couple of days have been extremely difficult for some of us. And we know whatever happens in this dunya, this is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes one may find it extremely difficult to overcome some of the problems that he faces and the hardships that he goes through. However, our deen is so perfect that it gives us a solution for everything and anything. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ دَاءً إِلَّا وَأَنزَلَ مَعَهُ شِفَاءً. Never has Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down a sickness except that He has sent the cure with it as well. You find that the kuffar today, the moment they are struck with some difficulty and they go through some struggles, what do they turn to? They turn to alcohol and drugs. This is why I always say, they drink to forget, we do dhikr to remember. They drink to forget, we do dhikr to remember. Just so he can now overcome some of these struggles, he tries to drink himself away. As for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how perfect it is, it has given us solutions to every situation that we might find ourselves in. It's painful at times, these struggles and difficulties that we go through and experience. However, how did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to overcome some of his difficulties and his problems? Allah says in the Quran, استعينوا بالصبر صلاة. When it comes to your difficulties, it is Allah Azza wa Jalla saying, go and pray, and through this prayer you will be able to have that patience. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة. Whenever the Messenger was struck with a difficulty, whether it was his own children who passed away, 6 out of his 7 children passed away in his lifetime. فَالْكُلُّ فِي حَيَاتِهِ ذَاقُ الْحِمَامِ وَبَعْدَهُ فَاطِمَةٌ بِنِصْفِ عَامٍ. As the poet mentioned, 6 out of the 7 of his children that lived in his time, they passed away. It's a painful experience. What did he used to do? He used to rush to the salah. Because the salah eases that pain, no matter what you're going through, whether it's financial difficulties, whether it is relatives that have passed away that were very dear to your heart. مَا جَرَّبْتُ مِثْلَهُ قَطْ. I haven't seen anything that allows you or helps you overcome that pain other than the salat. And to also conclude, one last point. The statement that we always utter when something of a calamity drops, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. What does this actually mean? Let's stand over it for a moment. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him we are going to return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, they don't want us to be sad. They don't want us to be sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves. This is why we've been told to say, قدر الله ما شاء فعل. ولا تقول لو أني فعلت كذا وكذا. Don't say, if only, if only, if only, if only. But rather say, قدر الله ما شاء فعل. You're returning the affair back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? لأن لو يفتح عمل الشيطان, he opens the door of Shaitan constantly saying, huh? If only, if only. But if one does that, he gets back up on his feet and خلاص, he moves on. Because he realizes everything that is happening is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أنا أريد وأنت تريد والله يفعل ما يريد. I want sometimes to do something, you want to do sometimes something. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose decree and whose plan always falls through. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذنياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأقم الصلاة.